too long.
We talk about you back then.
Yeah.
We're talking about foods in Brazil, traditional foods.
Yeah.
They're saying that they have some, I don't know if you're allowed to use the word Negro, but black people from Africa in Rio or in Brazil that came over from Africa and were slaves there like they were in America. Today they were taking traditional foods.
Yeah.
Except they elsewhere.
Yeah.
They were saying that because the slaves used to get leftover bits of meat or the poorer bits of meat, then they used to mix it with beans, which were probably cheaper.
Yeah.
And they developed a special dish, which is now.
Oh, that's why I understand it.
Yeah.
I think nobody will understand what I'm talking about. It's perfect here.
Today it's sardines, and like in Portugal, one of the main dishes is sardines. Is that followed across to Brazil, or you don't have sardines there to eat?
We have it.
But is that popular or not?
Sometimes, like in the afternoon, when you are in the beach, so we can eat fried sardines.
Oh, fried,
I don't
then
like
they
it.
Did grilled.
I don't like it.
Do you have them tinned?
What?
Do you have tinned sardines?
In a tin.
Oh, yeah, we have, yeah, in a can, yeah, we have.
That's basically the only way that we get them here.
We have them here.
But they're
so
much
common.
Stronger taste in it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What was the dish that was in the...
Cataplana.
Do you know that
that's
at all?
That's Portuguese.
Cataplana.
When we were there, we bought a cataplana dish.
It's like a big round.
It's round, two halves.
Well, actually,
yeah, two halves. It goes in the oven with fish and tomato.
Or meat and tomato.
Yeah, mostly fish.
And
fish and tomato and onion.
It takes about 2 hours to cook.
But what are these two?
Well,
you put in
aluminium. Aluminium, like saucepan or copper.
Mm-hmm.
Like either the silver or the...
It's like a clamshell, but
and
opens.
And there's another one that closes on top, and it creates a very... There's no air. You can't get any
air.
Yeah,
I know what you mean, but I don't know the name.
We bought one, but we never used it. We bought it about 8 years ago. We brought it home. We've had it sitting in the cupboard and never used it. So.
Yeah, because I told you my family from Portugal, and so my grandfather. So I eat a lot of things, but I don't know the name because it's like my day-by-day food.
Have you ever been to Portugal?
No, not yet.
Do many Brazilian people go back to sort of look at...
More grandfathers and grandmothers that are from Portugal, but they didn't get to go back or have like this tradition to go and visit parents or visit relations, because they're always very like disconnected. They have their lives in Brazil, so common to them. Just for rich families that came from Portugal, they have how to go and like twice a year sort of thing. But I'd love to go there.
Yeah, we've been twice, and we've got good friends there. Oh, I think we mentioned to Louisa. We've got a German lady.
Chicken.
Who lives there?
Sort of
Porto.
Porto chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There were a lot of chicken shows in Portugal that have chicken cooked over the coals. They were good.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Lots of flies. Lots of flies.
Mm.
And where did your families come from?
Oh, everywhere.
Yeah, it's very tend to be very mixed. What do you say yours was?
Mostly, pretty boring. More English, Scottish, Irish. That's it. English. Oh no, a bit of French. My father had a bit of from the Moors, actually. Dark eyes, so a bit of French as well. But that's it. Mine's a bit more interesting.
Mine's English, Scottish, Welsh,
Irish,
Spanish, and a about a quarter American also.
Pimentão. Like big pepper. In Portuguese, if you translate, like big pepper, but it's not
the fat ones you call pimentão.
Yeah, pimentão. It's a green one.
We have green, red, yellow, and white.
Yellow is good.
Yeah, yellow is good. It's not so.
Capsicum. It's like zucchini. Zucchini is the Italian word. We use the Italian word. Where the English people say courgette. The French
word. Funny though, now you find that it's more upper class supermarkets, such as Woolworths in the most expensive suburbs, are starting to involve things about the French name.
Why?
So eggplant is now aubergine.
They can charge.
Rockmelon is cantaloupe.
Oh, yeah. That's American.
That's American.
You say cantaloupe?
No.
Rockmelon, it's an orange fruit, a round fruit.
It's like a honeydew. Do you know honeydew?
It's a melon. It's a melon.
Like a watermelon, but smaller and it's round.
And it's orange inside. Apricot colour inside. The Americans call it a cantaloupe.
We eat that every lunch.
Yeah.
I didn't know the different melon salts. Watermelon and honey melon.
Honeydew.
That's all I know.
So, what time do you leave on Sunday?
I think about 1.
No, I leave on Saturday. Tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Did you say your plane leaves at 11?
Tomorrow?
No, my plane leaves at, the flight is at 10:30 and I have to be there at 8:30.
We need to leave about 8.
We'll leave.
Did it take you around to show you the beaches at all in the car very quickly or not?
No.
She did? Oh, that's okay.
The day we go on.
I think the first time.
Oh, no, with you.
You know my experience.
No,
we just broke because here and she said there's the beach.
Okay. Oh, so she didn't take you further along?
Me, yes, but.
You're right, okay.
Maybe on the way home we
can. Well, it'll be dark, you won't see anything.
I don't think so.
No, it's dark.
If you're running early in the morning.
No.
That's very funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's how Cronulla, that's the park here about 100 years ago. So that's where we're sitting now. That's the beach. Before they had buildings.
It's 1927.
1927.
That building just there.
On the left.
What, that big apartment block just there used to be.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I love the cars.
This used to be a holiday place. People who lived in around the university, if they went on holidays, this would be as far as they would go. And it'd take like 3 hours or something to get here.
But you'd
have to cross the bridge.
And you cross over.
You'd have to get a ferry across. So it took them a long time. So people used to just come here for holidays.
Actually, when you see some spots from, that are famous from Rio, for example, Copacabana and Ipanema, and you can see the photos from the beginning of the century. You see like nothing, and exactly like Carnola, you have the difficult to access these beaches. Yeah. And so
did you say Copacabana?
Copacabana.
Copacabana.
Is that in Brazil? Copacabana, the famous one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I knew it was somewhere Rio? Over there, but I didn't know where. Yeah.
Sorry?
Is it a Rio one?
Yeah,
no,
Rio. Yeah.
Yeah, it's up north, but obviously it's
not. Well, our one's not so famous. Yeah. Yeah. No, not just like Bondi or Cronulla. No.
I know what it means, but I can't remember now. Because it's like Cronulla and these words that came from indigenous people.
Yeah.
And they have a meaning, but I can't remember now what it means. The house of white people, but I can't remember now.
So you're both going back in the city tonight? Is that your plan? Or that's what Alison said this morning, what you were, that's
no,
what your plan?
No, because they have like a closing party.
What time does that start?
8:30
now, okay. Oh, but it'll go for several hours, I expect, won't it?
Yeah.
Is that at the Masonic place, the place you've been at, or somewhere else?
No, it's a hotel.
Thanks, hi.
Yeah,
cucumber,
pepino,
which is
pepino. I've never heard of that.
Pepino, no? Like a baby.
Yeah, pepino.
Crown and Stanley Streets.
That's like Bambino.
Okay.
Are some of the people staying there, are they?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Yeah. Azeitona.
Now, do you eat a lot of olives?
What?
Olives.
Olives. Okay, no, we call it.
Azeitona.
Azeitona.
No, it hasn't. No, we don't have enough good stuff there.
Do you like those? I haven't quite grown up enough to eat olives yet.
Yeah. Put the good food next to me.
How many days is it going to take you to get home?
I think about 22 hours.
Are you stopping anywhere?
Yeah, I'm first going to Auckland.
Auckland.
And then to Buenos Aires in Argentina.
That's from the east. Okay. Of course,
that looks nice. I like that.
Oh, sorry, we're a bit squashed here.
It looks foreign. We need something under the wheels.
We didn't order this, but the prepared it for us.
Me. Yeah, you? I only know one. Now I know two little, but isn't that funny?
Yeah.
It's the same name.
Is she from Italy?
Yes.
No, yeah, she's from... Yeah.
My name is from Italy.
Yeah. She's from Naples.
Naples, yeah. Yes. I think Naples, that's right.
And her husband and both.
Put those on our plates and get rid of that distraction.
Girls?
In the parliament, everybody tells me, oh, I have a friend, I have a brother, I have my brother, I have a sister, I have a friend, I have something that's called...
Really? I don't know anybody who's called it.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
In Germany?
And from Germany, from Macedonia, from Africa, from, I don't know.
Not in Australia.
No.
I don't know any.
That's strange.
Yeah, they've been here 19 years from Italy. Very difficult, isn't it?
Oh, sorry. You've taken one.
Thank you. Yeah, we have a toast.
Toast, okay. Say something.
Toast.
your last night in Australia.
I hope the experience of your conference here was very worthwhile.
Speaking of which, tell us what you think of it. Were you happy with it?
Parliament.
Yeah, the Parliament. Was it worth the effort to fly all this way here?
No.
You have Sydney. There are some methodological mistakes. People want to talk more about their experiences in their country, there are no space to do it.
And they seem to be very busy, too busy to... I think you needed a bit... They should have had more gaps for that sort of thing, and for free time.
And the space of the Masonic Center is very, like, oppressive, because there are no windows, are always, like... So it becomes more tired than... Maybe you could be in a place that have windows and you're not always in the air conditioner.
It was good.
Did you talk at all? Did you talk much? Did you suggest anything? Or did you just listen to things?
I didn't talk much. I realized that my English is...
Your English is fine.
Yeah, but not to express these things.
Yeah, to
express it's really hard.
But is there anything you got from it that you'd take back to Germany and try and put into practice somehow? Or
yeah, we made these action plans and I got many ideas.
But to do with what? With some things were poverty, and poverty's not an issue in Germany, so what sort of things would be applicable to Germany that would benefit you?
Yeah, environment.
To Germany, so good with environment, or it used to be. Well, Germany's very fussy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they produce much rubbish and they use much resources. And
huge factories in Germany.
It's very.
They'd have a lot of pollution control, wouldn't they, in Germany?
Yeah, but they should have even more.
Because years ago when we went there, you weren't allowed to wash your car. You had to wash your car in a special place. You couldn't wash the car on the grass because the chemicals would go into the world. When here, they ask us to wash the car on the grass so that it disperses the chemicals. I suppose, do they care in Brazil?
Yeah. No.
What's the grass for? First country.
It's important that they start to think globally and not just and think about the future sustainability, because they just use everything but don't give anything back to the other countries or to the nature. And they bring rubbish to other countries, gives them money for that, to programs and things like that.
Because you've got countries around you, what is it,
Poland,
Czechoslovakia, which would pay, which would be happy to be paid, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
And they just throw the rubbish anywhere, or don't know what they do, put it into the sea, and in the end it all comes back to you. And just
the next generation
over the border, and then it's away. It's good. So.
We say out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know that saying. Yeah. 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 Places like Ludwigshafen has huge factories all through. Have you been through that part of Germany, Ludwigshafen? There's big factories like I think Bayer and these sorts of companies there. Mm. The steam and pollution just billowing out all the time.
But every country has some.
Yeah, but Germany is the sort of manufacturing centre of most of Europe. It's huge, really.
Yeah.
And they do
many stupid things, like with the nuclear energy.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make any sense because you have to put much more energy in producing this energy than you get out in the end, and you have so much rubbish and you don't know what to do with it, and they just keep on doing it.
Well, we don't know much about nuclear energy here because
there's a plant near us.
It's not really used, nuclear energy, in Australia.
There's a terrible lot of opposition to it, isn't there?
But yeah.
Something they started doing here, which I feel happy I'm helping with, is the electricity. You have a choice
as
to if you, where you get your electricity from.
Yeah, they started that in Germany now.
So you can choose, which we've done, to pay. I wanted to swap with the seller. 100% from things like wind. Things that don't create more trouble than or more pollution. So, and wind and solar. What's the other one? I'm trying to think. What's the other one for electricity that doesn't?
Wind, solar,
water,
and methane, methane gas.
Gas. I don't think we have any gas, natural gas, much here. But
it's
not
from the cows and the
methane.
Oh, I haven't heard anything about that.
It's great. I went to a farmer who built it by himself. I think he asked somebody from England, I don't know, to buy such a machine to produce that energy. It was so expensive. So he built it by himself.
Wow.
And he puts from the cows all the dung inside and everything.
Wonderful.
And he produces so much energy that it's enough for the whole village.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And they started that in India, I think, because there are these villages where the people are used to collect the shit of the cows, because they use
it
as dung for the fields. And now they bring it all evening to the machine that produces the electricity,
and
the next day they get it back and can put it on the fields, because it's even better done when you get afterwards.
So they only take the gas out and don't do anything else with it?
Yeah.
I never heard of that, have you?
No, we don't do
and
that.
Then you can
we
get it back and put it on the fields, and it's even better.
Yeah, it's very good. I like it. Now the only thing here really is solar. Like, they should use a lot more than they do. They're now encouraging people with houses to put in solar heating for the hot water. We've got one for our hot water. But some in the country, they've got a lot of wind ones, you know, windmill type, like the old-fashioned windmills, which work really well.
We
and
also have
solar
a,
stuff.
We have a big water tank at our house, which was at the other side there.
It's not that big.
5,000 litre water tank, so all the excess rain that falls onto the roof, instead of just going down the drains, it goes into this
tank for the
5,000 litre
tank.
And that waters all our gardens and fills up the swimming pool and things.
Because we get a lot of rain, but then it goes into the rivers or into the salt and you can't use it, so. Did you see at the Olympics they had the big solar panels for all the lights? I thought that was good. Probably cost an absolute fortune, but it'll be around forever, well, 20 years at least, I should think they'll work.
And another thing that's very, it's incredible that they use drink water for the toilets and not rainwater or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every flush you use 5 liters or something.
Yep.
In America you use 7 or 10.
Mm. Yep.
Such a waste, isn't it?
Yeah. They don't want to change that.
There's a house that was built in Sydney it was converted. It was an old house, and they converted it to run completely without town electricity, without town water. So it was self-sufficient, and all the water that it collected from the roof went into a... They purified their own for drinking, but they also, everything, the sewer, all the rubbish from the food, everything went into a big, big tank. And they adjusted it, with, had scientists from the university come, and they adjusted all of the, what do you call, like little animals and things, microorganisms, and all of the whole environment. So everything broke down the way it was supposed to. We ended up drinking that water, all the rubbish, including the sewage. And they had, yeah, exactly. But they tested, it was tested, all tested, and it worked perfectly. They had very small house, but very small backyard, and they had frogs coming in because they built a pond, and all the frogs came in, and all solar heating for the water and solar panels for electricity. It was just...
This was in the centre of Sydney, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was around Newtown or somewhere like that near Michelle.
It was one of those terrace houses, the old-fashioned. It's very well done.
Like some more of this,
so it can be done.
Okay. Yeah, the problem is that the government gives much more support to this nuclear energy than to the other...
Yeah, which creates problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they would support more these things, they put the science and everything... And it would be more effective.
Yeah.
But as long as they don't do it, it's too expensive for people to
do. We buy nuclear usines from Germany.
Fresh oregano.
Is that correct?
Thank you. I'm trying to get it to me for like the third time that they brought it in the garden.
Oregano.
Right, excuse me. You're doing too much talk.
I've got some growing in the garden. I won't tell her.
And also they support more the airlines than the trains. So it's cheaper to fly somewhere than to take the train.
The train's so expensive.
Everybody takes the plane. It's faster. It's cheaper.
But it creates more pollution and things. Yeah, that's silly because I thought Germany was really good with...
It's better than other countries, but it's not good enough.
No, not when you've got so many people. They're very good with things like PVC though, with packaging and all that being outboard. But so, yeah. Do you want to eat a little bit of bread quick? The question, Heather doesn't eat it if it's got any little bit of burnt on it.
Cancer.
Oh, yes.
That's not why, but it's a good reason. It's the same with barbecues now. They're saying barbecued meat is not good for you. It's a pity.
But you're the best part.
Do you have barbecues in Brazil?
Yeah, we call it churrasco. Churrasco, we call it.
That sounds Asian.
It
sounds like Chinese.
Churrasco, like and there is in Spanish. It's the same word.
Mostly meat or fish too?
Yeah, we can.
Anything.
Whatever you want, but... we used to have like a stick and you put pieces
like of shish kebab.
Yeah.
Not in Germany, I shouldn't think. You don't have barbecues, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
This summer. There are these Schrebergärten.
Schrebergärten. Oh, garden, special places, yeah.
For people who don't have a garden at their house. And in the summer they are all there.
That's a nice idea.
Is that attached to a pub? Like an ale house? A pub?
No.
It's just a place for cooking.
So they take their own food?
No, it's a Schrebergarten. It's for people who don't have gardens. So that they have a small... like that size?
Yeah.
Like a whole.
So they take their own meat?
They have the garden and they have plants.
So it's a community thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like the park and all
these little gardens. Is it cooked by wood or by gas or in that situation in the Sheba garden?
It's
cold. Oh, cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I assume we have a lot of big place called Cascadilla, where it's like places which specialty are to cook barbecue, so people are always eating meat and barbecue. A lot of them. But he used to, like, every Sunday or every Saturday, invite your friends to barbecue.
Yeah.
We do that more in summer, even though we have good weather in winter. But
6 months of the year we have barbecues a lot,
it's beginning to get warmer now, so...
We would have barbecues maybe twice a week, I guess, in summertime. So we might have fish one day and then meat or chicken another day.
I like it because Wayne does the cooking.
Now we have it.
Is it the men in Brazil and Germany? Do they do the cooking for barbecue?
Yeah.
Is that the only cooking they do virtually? Is the barbecue same as here or not?
It's a male thing,
yeah.
Yeah.
With a beer at the same time as they're cooking. That's Australian thing.
Yeah.
Oh, beer on the big no, they beer down
what they do too.
The bottle of beer.
But the Turks
inside
with their friends. No. And it looks like the foreign people, mostly the Turks, are used to have barbecues. Most of them don't have gardens, just sit balconies and they can't do it there, so they go all in the big park, Tiergarten, and do it there, and meet all the friends and family and have barbecues, and if you go there you can't see anything because of the smoke. And when they leave, they eat all their rubbish there.
Just leave it there.
Yeah,
yes,
not all of them.
No, but
many.
So,
have you got laws about leaving rubbish? Like, can they be fined?
Yeah, but you can't do anything against them.
Too many.
I think now they're trying to bring in big fine, heavy fines here. Like, if you put one cigarette and you get caught, so you've got to get caught.
It's about $200.
$200 for leaving one cigarette. They did it in Singapore and it worked brilliantly.
Yeah, it was a boring country, Singapore.
It's boring, but it's clean.
Yeah.
It's very clean.
Hey, are you getting hot? Maybe you could lend your cardigan to Louisa.
She's freezing, she's freezing.
No, it's okay. Where
do you come from?
Because it's cold out in the winter.
In the center there's some air conditioning.
And
then way here it was very windy.
We'll put this, wait a minute, I'll just put this in here.
No, that one's went on the toe.
Oh, I won't put that one in there.
That's fine, eh? That's fine.
Okay, you
take her place.
We haven't finished the salad.
Okay, how long to the fish?
The girls have got to go back into the city. I'm sorry you didn't get an Australian barbecue.
Oh, that's okay.
I don't think it'd be too different.
Don't think it'd be good for breakfast. We could have it.
Tomorrow morning, though.
Tomorrow morning?
I think it's a little bit tight.
Yeah, not much time. So did you sleep in this morning or wake up early again?
No.
Oh, gee, that's good.
Today I talked to a girl from Persia.
From where, sir?
Yeah,
Persia.
Persia.
Oh, Persia. Oh, that's different.
Persia has a new name. What's the new name? Persia's the old name.
Yeah, Persia's the
Iran.
Old name.
Iran. Is it
Iran? Iran.
Yeah. Is it somewhere different? In the Middle East or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be Iran is Persia. Yeah.
And she, I don't know where she lives, but she has to get up at 6 in the morning.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. That's early. She must be a long way away. Could be. Yeah, that's about 2 hours.
Just some of the bus and the train.
Some of the beaches on the north side, it's very difficult with the transport.
Yeah,
you have to get buses.
An hour and a half to 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big city.
I look forward to coming home because we haven't seen her much.
Yeah.
It's funny, I look forward to her coming home and then I look forward to her going again. She's... You heard of Turkey, of the whirling dervishes? Never heard of that? There's a religious group in Turkey from a special place in Turkey, and they wear special clothes with a big skirt, a men only, big skirt and a big hat, and they do a dance, they dance and they spin, and the skirts go out, and they spin in circles, and they write in books in English about people being a whirling dervish, and it means that they're sort of make you tired, they're so they spin and they make you dizzy and they're busy like that.
Yeah.
Does she dance?
Yeah, dances. She's a good dancer. She sings a lot.
Energetic. She's a very energetic mouth. We had a friend of ours when the girls were babies and they didn't have children, and he used to always come over and call Michelle a motor mouth. Motor mouth, because the mouth just never stops, and it still doesn't stop.
She didn't say much today. That's
funny.
She's probably too tired. She's been had so many assignments.
Maybe just feel the situation.
Yeah. She does get shy too.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
She gets very excited, but she also gets very shy.
She just said that today there's a Women's Day.
Oh, yes. She would like that.
Yeah. And then they walk from the Hyde Park to Berlin Harbour. Then there's a festival there. They'd like to go there, but no time.
Yeah.
Michelle belongs to some women's thing at the university. She's
one of the leaders of the whatever.
She's one of these feminist type people.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand why, but...
Oh, I do.
You do?
Of course I do.
Why do you? She just wants to be different, I think.
No, she's after equal rights in all ways. And that's fine.
Yeah, as long as... But yeah, but she wants the men to be down there. The women to be up there.
She might say that, but inside she doesn't really.
Exactly.
So what about Brazil? What do you think Brazil needs to do to change?
No, because you have some people that are worried about environment issues, but in fact you don't see many things happening, you know, like this.
It's just talk.
I think that's because we have a lot. So we have a lot of water, we have a lot of... And so you see people like throwing water away, and they are making this... We have sun all the year and you don't have like political interesting or even social oppression that you have all in all your houses, you have solar energy.
So you do have solar energy or not?
No.
Yes. Yeah, that's silly. You should start like we're starting, but
we
should be more here.
I don't know how to call it. Hydroelectric. I don't know. We use the
hydroelectric.
Hydroelectric. And for example, now we have summertime. Or not. We have 1 hour.
Yep. We call it daylight saving.
Daylight saving. And if people even are always, but 5.5 years or you know, you don't have this environment like sensibilization or people that are really interested in this. And we have a cuter problem that you have safe things in Brazil's life for to economy or people that sometimes to waste is sign of wealth.
Yeah.
So it's terrible to work with this mind. So you have to waste to we're not controlling.
No, it's really, I hope it's changing here, but there's a lot of encouragement to to recycle all your rubbish, to make compost out of all your rubbish, except I can't seem to get it to work.
The ants enjoy it.
I bought worms. You heard of worms, that special worms that eat all your food scraps. They even eat meat, don't they? They also eat meat. So I got this special one last Christmas. Bought lots of worms. I gave them lots of food. They don't like much orange. They don't like oranges or acid-type food. Except I had a problem because the ants got in and ate the worms. So I haven't had much luck.
We have normal rubbish and this food outside in the garden compost, and then paper, and then bottles, and then plastic,
and tin, metal.
We don't recycle
anything. Well, we are, but they say that they're not using the paper that we're recycling. They can't use all of the paper. So that's not working. But now, something's very good now. They recycle. We have a big bin, a real big bin, about this big, once a fortnight. It's about this big round. Every 2 weeks they collect all the green rubbish, which is from the garden. So you cut down trees or whatever, you throw out flowers, anything from the garden, it goes in this bin and it goes to one special place and they make compost, which they sell back to the community. So that's a good idea. Yeah, that works well.
I'm sure whatever we're doing here started in probably Germany about 10 years ago.
Yeah, Germany's. And England is so far behind.
Well, England's so far behind in everything. They only put seatbelts in cars in England about 5 years ago.
I should have left your toilet paper. I bought you special toilet paper. I should have left it in the packet. It was a special packet, environmentally good toilet paper, it was.
I insisted for many years that we only buy that paper, but...
No, not that paper.
Oh, that
she
one.
Wanted us
that
to buy brown paper. Brown toilet paper.
And it was like newspaper. It was very hard. Yeah. Didn't like it much at all.
So we didn't go that far, but...
No.
I know when we came back, because we lived in London for 5 years, and we came back to Australia, and I got a phone call. We're always getting phone calls from research companies asking us questions. I said, surely I like these questions. And it was a toilet paper company. And they were saying... they were talking about bleach with toilet paper to make toilet paper white, and then the dyes that they use in the colouring, and would I buy toilet paper that hadn't been using bleach? Oh yes, you know, I never heard anything about it because we'd been living in England, and yet they've been trying to sell it here. So now it's quite a big market, isn't it? It's recycled paper, toilet paper, and paper without the dyes and without the bleach.
It's big business. But of course, if you have visitors, usually you would buy the best, softest, whitest paper, all sorts, like for the kitchen or whatever. You wouldn't buy the recycled.
No.
But if you the paper you write on, it's even better to use recycled paper because it's better for your eyes to read from that blank white.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's good.
Because you don't have this white.
Yeah. He's given me a telephone or contact details on the internet to buy paper, recycled, special recycled paper. That's, I must do that for the computer. But in the past, with the printer, that's been a problem because the printer I used to have was a push the paper, you know, the printer, like a typewriter that pushes the, and if you got recycled paper, it was very bad for the printer. But now I've got a laser printer and I don't, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. So I could use recycled paper with my printer now.
Yeah.
One boy from Costa Rica, he had banana paper.
Banana paper. Wow. That nice smell.
Was it yellow?
No, we could one part of cycle paper and then the
That's good.
Fall down anyway.
See the table at the back there, they're all first grade footballers.
Oh?
Yeah, it's a couple of them from New Zealand. Maoris, first grade football.
That look like Maoris?